According to Yukon Quest lore, Leroy Shank, friend Roger Williams, and a few others came up with the idea for the race while drinking at a local bar. But longtime Quest executive director Marty Sturey says there's a little more to the story.
Leroy Shank worked at the News Miner, and he and his coworker Roger Williams, who was a history buff, both started talking about taking short little mid-distance races and connecting them together to follow the historical mail trails all the way to Whitehorse. And that conversation they had for months and months, and they weren't the first, but they were the first to actually take that conversation and turn it into something else.
Something else was an actual race, which Sturey says involved cooperation and organization with fellow history and mushing enthusiasts in the Yukon, an effort that gelled during a fall 1983 public meeting in Fairbanks.
There was a small group of us that were there, said, well, gosh, you know, I can help with the dinner. Well, gosh, I have a snow machine. I can help with the trail. I can help with this. And as they were explaining all the different things they were doing, there was a gentleman in the back that stood up and said, hey, I believe in what you're doing so much. Here's my entry fee. And Leroy jumps up and says, the race is on.
The first running of the Quest was in February 1984. And 37 years later, over 1,000 mushers have left the start line, including Leroy himself and more recently, his granddaughter.
I mean, to be honest with you, when I got one dog, then I got two dogs, and I got three dogs, he was like, oh no, I know where this is going. But he definitely wanted me to do the Quest. Like, he would ask me, he goes, you're going to sign up this year, right?
Olivia Shank Neff describes her grandfather as her best friend, a relationship she says revolved around dogs and the outdoors. This past February, Shank Neff made Grandpa proud, completing her rookie Quest run in the Red Lantern spot with Leroy there to see it.
I finished and walked into the banquet with all my musher attire on. I made it just in time. And apparently, the one time Leroy finished the Quest, he arrived during the banquet too and came in with all his mushing attire on. He was just so happy that I finished and that, you know, he just couldn't believe it.
Shank Neff and husband Hugh Neff, a two-time Quest champion, took care of Leroy as his struggle with Parkinson's worsened. Hugh escorted Leroy along the trail to watch Olivia when she passed through road-accessible checkpoints, a fitting last adventure for the race co-founder and longtime volunteer, service they hope to honor with an annual award.
He was the Quest number one volunteer. That's what he always talked about. So we're hoping in the future to honor him somehow with some type of award on a yearly basis with the Quest that can be for the number one volunteer. For Leroy, it's all about, it's about giving back.
Hugh and Olivia say a memorial service will be scheduled after the coronavirus situation calms down, and that, as he requested, Leroy's ashes will be scattered at his favorite fishing spot. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.